The great transcendentalists thus describe the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the pure devotees deserve to see more glorious things in transcendence beyond these features. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Lord is not only the creator and destroyer of the material manifestations of His different energies. He is more than a simple creator and destroyer. For there in His feature of Ananda, or His pleasure feature, this pleasure feature of the Lord is understood by the pure devotees only, and not by others. The impersonalist who is satisfied simply by understanding the all-pervasive influence of the Lord. This is called Brahman realization. Greater than the impersonalist is the mystic who sees the Lord situated in his heart as Paramatma. The partial representation of the Lord. But there are pure devotees who take part in the direct pleasure, Ananda potency of the Lord, by factual reciprocation of loving service. The Lord in His abode is called, the Lord in His abode called the Vaikuntha planets, which are eternal manifestations, always remains with His associates and enjoys transcendental loving services by His pure devotees in different transcendental humours. The pure devotees of the Lord thus undergo the practice of that devotional service to the Lord during the manifestation of the creation, and to take full advantage of the manifestation by qualifying themselves to enter the kingdom of God. The Bhagavad Gita 18:55 confirms this. Bhaktyamam upadajajanati yavam yaschasmi tatvadaha tatto mam tapado jatva vishvata tadvanyatataram. By development of pure devotional service, one can factually know the Lord as He is, and thus be trained in the bona fide service of the Lord, and be allowed to enter into direct association of the Lord in so many capacities. The highest glorious association with the Lord is made possible in the planet of Goloka Vrindavan, where Lord Krishna enjoys Himself with the gopis and His favourite animals, the Saravi cows. A description of this transcendental land of Krishna is given in the Brahma Samhita, which is considered by Lord Caitanya to be the most authentic literature in this connection. Om Gyan Vishlakaya Tashovina Tasmai Sri Guru Namaha. That's born with dark wings in my spiritual life, my transcendental knowledge. So after coming to this human form of life, where we've been journeying through different bodies of birth, death, old age, and disease, eventually we have come to this human form of life, which is very rare. So when we come this form of life and we come to the path of, we start our spiritual awakening, and that we forth take to the start taking the path of devotional service. And so therefore it is, so when we come to this path of devotional service, there are two causes, or you could say two platforms or planes. One is the external cause and one is the internal cause. And the internal cause should manifest, or the external cause. Because the internal cause, we know, is the, because is the internal cause is love for Krishna. And so we are dependent on the mercy of all the chariots and devotees in all our, in the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. So it says that in the 10th canto, 3rd chapter, verse 31. If anyone wants to check it out, they can. Halfway down the page, it says, Srila Prabhupada writes, that chapter is entitled The Appearance of Lord Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada, he writes, Bhakti, Bhagavan, and Bhakta do not belong to this material world. So I'm going to repeat it for my self-benefit. Bhakti, Bhagavan, and Bhakta do not belong to this material world. So the question can arise. So we're sitting here, we've taken the path of devotional service. So if it doesn't belong to the material world, then how can we develop this bhakti, this devotional service? First of all, we have to understand, if it's not in the material world, belongs to the material world, it belongs in the spiritual world. So Srila Prabhupada explains in the Nectar of Devotion, and if one has read the book Mathura Meets Vrindavan, Govinda Maharaj explains on this verse that bhakti means the Sarup Shakti, the internal potency, pleasure potency. That, so of course we know that is Srimati Radharani, because it says in the Nectar Devotion, Prabhupada describes Bhakti Devi as Srimati Radharani. So because she's so much devoted to Krishna, and as we heard yesterday, that with now she feels so much from Sukadeva Prabhu, but so much separation from Krishna. So she's the source of our devotional service. And so then for Bhagavan can never be separated from Srimati Radharani. So that he doesn't belong to the material world. But they descend, but they have descended in Goloka Vrindavan, manifested Goloka Vrindavan in Gokul, in Vrindavan, where where the Lord enjoys with the gopis and his favorite animals, as Prabhupada says here, the Sravi cows, and is also enjoying reciprocation with these with the devotees in Vrindavan, in whatever transcendental mellow they're in. So therefore, as devotees, we can see, according to, to respect Krishna, we see him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the internal, but the internalization is that Krishna is a cowherd boy in Vrindavan, and performing herding the cows, the calves, performing so many pastimes like this. And so therefore, the pastimes of Vrindavan are the nourishment for the devotees. It's like today, this month is Purushottam month, Mass. So I've been studying or looking up what should be actually what we should be doing at Purushottam Mass. One should do go puja every day. That's one of the things we should be doing. Worshipping Surya Dev and worshipping Lord Shiva. But as not the Lord Shiva that people generally do for material things, but as Gopish Mahadev. That's one of the things. And as Surya Dev, he's worshipped as Surya Narayan. So, and also this Purushottam month, Mass, is Krishna's month. As Kartik is Radharani's month, this Purushottam Mass is Krishna's month. So there's a little pastime, I can't, of how Radharani, how she worships Surya. So in Yavat, Radharani's locked up in a little dark room because her mother-in-law and sister-in-law are guarding, watching her in case she goes out or Krishna comes and tries to do some leela with her. And then, I forget the name now, then somebody informs Jatila, oh, today is a very auspicious day to do Surya Puja. And from this, if you do Surya Puja, great wealth will come. So she's thinking, great wealth will come. This means my son, Abhimanyu, will get more cows, more oxen, more bulls and this. So then she goes to Radharani's room and said, I've been just informed about it's auspicious day to do Surya Puja. So then she says, Radharani, you must come. It's especially, we're told especially for you that your daughter-in-law should do Surya Puja today. Your daughter-in-law should do Surya Puja. So you must come. So the Radharani, she knows it's Leela, but she just plays the part, looking a bit, said, must I, do this sort of thing? Said, yeah, you must. Okay. But then there's a problem. In the area, there's no brahmanas. You need brahmanas to do the puja. So she's looking outside, looking around, and she sees two brahmana boys. And so Jatila says, you the two brahmana boys? He says, yes. Where are you from? He said, we're from Mathura. We need two brahmana boys to Surya Puja for my daughter-in-law. And then one of them says, we cannot do it. So why is this? Because these two brahmana boys in disguise, one is Krishna and one is Madhu Mangal. So Madhu Mangal says, we can't do it. Said, why? She says, Jatila says, because this one, this other brahmana, he doesn't have any association with any women at all. No women at all. He's brahmachari, strict brahmachari. Said, and then Jatila begs, please. And then the brahmana, who is Krishna, says, okay, I'll just make this one allowance. So you have to be at Surya Kund at midday. So they're all there at Surya Kund at midday. And then they started the puja, and then Krishna, and then Madhu Mangal also adds, you must bring plenty of offerings for Surya Dev. So said okay, Jatila says okay, no problem. So they arrive there. Jatila bring so many offerings to offer to Surya Dev. And then Krishna, as the brahmana boy, he starts reciting the mantra to worship Surya. But he's singing a slightly different mantra or different tune. He keeps changing the words. As he's singing this, Krishna's looking at Radharani, and Radharani's looking at Krishna. Because the words he's singing is not the glory, the not glorifying the Surya Dev himself, but is actually glorifying Krishna and glorifying especially Srimati Radharani. And Jatila's thinking, we know this, we've done Surya Puja so many times, but this is like a new version of the song. And he said, What are you singing? He said, oh, this is okay. It's new. It's because each word has a different meaning. So therefore, this song is bona fide. So then she accepts it. So then after the puja, they all get up to leave. And then Krishna has his desires fulfilled, that he's got the association of his union with Srimati Radharani, and of course Mother Mangal, he's happy because he takes all the offerings. So that's some of the things we should be. I know in the other day I was watching on Mayapur TV. At 6:30 in the morning, they do cow puja in the courtyard every day. Every day they do, and they bring a cow from the goshala and offer and things like this. So then now we come to the last part of Bhakti Bhagavan Bhakta. Bhakta means the pure devotee or the sadhu that actually descends from the spiritual world. And that bhakta, when we come in contact with that sadhu, or we could call guru, spiritual master, Shri Guru, sadhu, if we then by the shraddha, then we take up the nine processes of devotional service. As it says here, by development of pure devotional service, one can factually know the Lord as he is and thus be trained in the bona fide service of the Lord and be allowed to enter the direct association of the Lord. So the sadhu, he trains us up in devotional service. And so we can be qualified to enter the spiritual world. Of course, this takes surrender. To enter the spiritual world, one has to be fully surrendered. The other day, I went on to the Vrindavan. I was hearing class from Vrindavan, ISKCON Vrindavan, and one of the devotees and one of the audience asked the speaker, "How, The question was asked, how do you gauge where your surrender is? And the speaker gave a very, very simple answer. If you're fully surrendered, you will directly see Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world. And because if we're not, because the reason we're here, because we're not, our surrender is not, I'm speaking of myself, is not complete. Either it's partial, conditional, or artificial. And as Sukadev said yesterday in one nice class, he said, then we get a spiritual master. He said there's many types of spiritual masters, but according to our to our desires we have, we get spiritual master accordingly. So, in one lecture, again, I heard this in Vrindavan, that if we're, and from other sources as well, that if our surrender is 50% surrender, we will only get Krishna, 50% Krishna. And according to our percentage, that's what we'll get, Krishna. So then somebody asked a question. So then said, if our surrender is 50%, what is the other 50% made up of? And he said the word vanchana. Vanchana means cheating. So our other 50% or my 50% is cheating. So Krishna sends a spiritual master who, because you want to cheat, he'll give you a spiritual master who will cheat you. The spiritual master is not the cheater. Because you want to cheat Krishna, or we want to cheat Krishna, then Krishna will cheat us. So this is the aspect of the guru. And the spiritual master, I was also hearing the other day, that we also have to have the inner vision. We have to have the inner vision. This is where the internal side comes in of the spiritual master. The internal vision. And there's the external and there's the internal. So Vishnav Chakravarti Thakur, he gives us the eternal, internal vision when we sing every morning Samsara Dharva Loka, and all through the 8 verses. He's giving us the internal vision of the spiritual master. So therefore the spiritual master is to be is to be worshipped almost like God. Now, he's spiritual master. He's to mean almost worship like God because he's Shaksat Hari. He's Krishna's very intimate associate. and therefore he should be worshipped almost like Krishna. But that spiritual master will not see himself like that. He will see himself as the humble servant of Krishna. So therefore, as we sing, I awfully respect my obeisances to such a spiritual master. And when it comes to this topmost of Guru Tattva, Srimati Radharani is the top of the tree, because Radhika Prema Guru Ami Sishyanata Sadhu Amanan Netre Naya Chayutta. The love of Radhika is my teacher, and I am her dancing pupil. Her prema makes me dance various dances. This is from Adi Leela 4:124. So Krishna is dancing because of the prema that Radharani has. That this bhakti that Radharani has is prema bhakti. And of course, this is actually one of the purposes of Lord Titania's appearance, is to freely distribute this to everybody. And the only price is one's faith, and take it and grab it and with both hands. And because as Lord Titania we know he came through his internal causes and external causes. So as I said, so Lord Caitanya especially came in this Kali Yuga to freely prema bhakti to everybody who wants it, desires it. And for those who desire it and go for it, we need to take shelter of a devotee, of a guru, sadhu, who has it. Because how can, so if I ask anybody here, can you give me a pound? And they say, no, I've only got 50p. So how, if they haven't got a pound, how can, now, if they've only got 50p, how can they give me a pound? So from the example, we can see that we have to get it from a person who has it, who has developed it. And of course, the topmost person has got it, of course, is Lord Caitanya himself. And so therefore, this is why we follow and worship Lord Caitanya Mahaprabhu. And his associates and the devotees who follow in the line of Lord Caitanya, who is strictly following Lord Caitanya. Life and instructions. But the main cause is just the pure greed to get it, nothing else. Even though we may not feel qualified, I'm definitely not qualified, but just by getting spiritual greed, we can develop it in this life. And therefore, develop a spiritual body, because this has been described in some also, that if one has prema bhakti, your material body cannot survive. So therefore, if a devotee has the material prema bhakti, their body is totally spiritual. All his senses, every part of the body is totally spiritualized. The only, in this material body, the highest we can get to in this material body is the level of bhava. That's the only we can get to. And so therefore, we take shelter of such a person who has, and even though that devotee, sometimes devotees don't manifest it, but there are symptoms. And one of the symptoms is that he's always talking about Krishna. Always. And they see Krishna in everything. In anything material, they see Krishna. They don't see anything material. And they're fearless. They do not fear death. So therefore, we have to take shelter of a bona fide guru in that line. And then we're qualified to enter Goloka Vrindavan, because if one is if one is a Ram Bhakta, a Nishingadeva Bhakta, one will go to the Vaikuntha planets. There's still prema there, but it's mixed. But if you want to go to Goloka Vrindavan to enter the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and also the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, because in Goloka Vrindavan there are two chambers. One chamber is the pastimes of Gaurahari and the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, all in Goloka Vrindavan. And so the question in Jiva Dharma, it stated I forget his name now. He's describing this, and he says, so one of his disciples saying, please explain this. He said, if one is favorable to Gaurahari, one will go to that part. If one is favorable to Radha and Krishna, well, one will go to that part. But if one is favorable to both, one can enter both chambers at the same time. So this is our goal. But the goal is not to get Krishna, not to get the goal to get Radharani, but to serve them. By serving, you will get, by serving them. So, and serving Guru as well, in the same mood, because as I've heard so many times, Corbin Raji would say, first we have to become Guru Dasya, and then Krishna Dasya. So, I'll finish there. Any questions or? All right, if I'm qualified, yes, true enough. No. No. It means just like greed is, we've all got greed. This material greed. We've all got greed, like we see some favorite preparation. Yeah. So that we have to transfer our material greed into spiritual greed. So therefore, as you say, there has to be some attraction for it, yes. And we hear that by hearing from the lips of a pure devotee. Because someone sent me a quote the other day. A quote from Bhaktisiddhanta Swati Thakur. The quote goes, one must hearing Hari Gita is very important. But from whom we hear from is more important. Because there's two types of, you could say, categories of devotees, you could say in one sense, who speak tattva. One is tattva-vadi or vedi. They just speak the truth, but don't understand. But there's tattva-vit devotee, who's fully self-realized. So therefore, we should hear from the tattva-vit devotee. Because he has the potency, and that will give that. If we hear from a tattva-vit devotee, that will give us the attraction. Sorry? I'm speaking from a on a conditioned platform. I still have the material. There's still some remnants of desires there, material desires. So I don't understand what the Bhagavatam Tam is about. Sorry? No, it's not the fault, no. Because the speaker gets purified by speaking. Yeah, still attend, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no. I'm getting purified by sitting here. And the hearer gets purified by hearing.